check this out. One day back in Philly, four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, but what's your name?
What's the man?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile went named Wanya and said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves.
Jones, bustin' loose to each his own.
y'all doing that? for yourself, cause it's food in the place with the funky type of flow. Yeah. And once again, I got the whole house going to the beat. Everybody, to the beat. Everybody. Now, this is the flavor that you're missing. Hey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, y'all, we are back. The Studio W Sports page is back. Hey, it's your man, Mill, right here. And we got my boy, the Rev. He's in the house. Well, he's in his house. He ain't in our house. But he's in the building. You that my dad, WB, he's lurking around here somewhere. But, yo, this has been one heck of a week. Rev, bruh, I missed you, dog. How you been, man?
I've been good, man. I've been good. Let me let the people see. You see that right there? That's American Council on Exercise ACE certification, baby. Group fitness instructor. Nationally recognized group fitness instructor certification. Coming soon to a fitness center. Yeah, you, the Rev, is working you out, baby.
I love it. I love it, man. I'm proud of you, man. All the work you're doing in the community. And, you know, encouraging folks through your church and even on social media, things of that nature. And you run a business, man. You got too many hustles, bro.
Hey, man, streams of income, man. You lose, cause you know, this day and age, the job will get rid of you. But if you got the opportunity, the skills and the talent to get stuff done, you'd never be out of work, baby.
Boy, you ain't never lied. You ain't never lied. And you know who else ain't out of work?
Your boy.
Yeah, with the HVAC degree, well, heat, vent, air conditioning. Hey, once you get your hands in that field, is always a need, and it's gonna be a need that's gonna happen forever. So I love it. So I always encourage folks, man. You know, go to school, learn a trade. Mm-hmm. Learn something you can build something off of. These are things we can all go together and build something off of. You know, so it's always, don't always look down and not going to college. Learning a trade, man, is just as important. So, Rev, I really don't know. Tell Mark and Dad get here. We're gonna talk about a couple of things about, and we're gonna start off with, you know, the Deshaun Watson situation. So
the NFL need to come on and make a hurry up and make a ruling, man, because if he can't play, he really don't need to be in the preseason games. But he needs to be in the preseason game if he can play, because he looked rusty buckets last night. Rusty buckets. Deshaun Watson, if he did what he said, if he did what he's been alleged he has done, he don't need to play. They need to go ahead and give him a little bit longer suspension. But the judge that suspended him for 6 games said that was the precedent that the NFL has set. So she really couldn't do more than that. But hey, look, they need to go ahead and hurry up and make a ruling for not only Deshaun Watson, know what he's getting into, but the Cleveland Browns can prepare for this upcoming year, man. I don't know why my camera keep falling.
You see, the problem with that is, and I said this a couple weeks ago, the NFL owners, they came up with this wacky system they got.
Ain't just the owners, dog. That was collectively bargained, so the players signed off on it.
Yeah, they signed off on it because they wanted more money. But
so if you signed off on the contract, you signed off on the contract.
Yeah, but they put these loopholes in case so they can get off.
Of course.
Can beat the system. Now it's not working in their favor. They said, no, that was the whole thing about, like, yeah, on the NFL, yes, you proved your case. He did do these things. He did violate. He did do what you said he did.
He violated the personal conduct rule of the NFL, which the personal conduct rule has generally been 4 to 6 games of a suspension. That's why the judge told him 4 to 6 games. Now, the issue is they want more because they think it is more egregious than what it was. It was egregious, but it wasn't criminal. Now, if something ain't criminal and you've been to the high court and they have not, and they found inconsistencies with the ladies with the S stories, and all of the ladies except for the first original one have now taken the settlement money.
Yeah.
So where are we really?
Yeah, where, and they only review 4 of those cases.
Exactly, you know? Because everything else was sealed.
Everything else was sealed. So when you think about it, all right, think about this. Also, Deshaun Watson didn't, it wasn't the nature of the crime. She did not, it wasn't worded in such a manner that garnered more than that. Cause she said it wasn't forceful or wasn't violent. I can't remember how they said it was worded. But he said it wasn't like he didn't force himself. He more like manipulate. He was more like manipulative. He used his stature rather than doing it by force. So it was.
But if I didn't do it by force, I'm not gonna get into the back and forth of it. I want to just get into what the NFL needs to do, because if it's wrong, it's wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, so, they proved that was wrong, but see, the thing was,
is the suspension.
Right.
Now, let's be real with it. Ben Roethlisberger got what, 2 games?
He got 6.
On an alleged rape joint?
No, he got 6.
I thought he got 4, but then he appealed it and got 2.
So he they got 2 games. So that was still more than Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
But Judge Sue L. Robinson, her thing was, if you wanted him to have a year suspension, and it's $5 million fine, you would have to put that in writing beforehand. And the NFL didn't do that.
Nope.
So what makes me think that this appeal is going to be any different?
Because this is one of Roger Goodell's friends.
Oh, so they can just be in the rules like that?
Bro, this is money and this is the NFL. See, right now the NFL, and you know what? I don't think, truth be told, I don't think they're going to give them more games. I don't think they will give him more game. I think they doing this as a to placate the female fans.
I understand.
That's what I really think. And if they do give him a year, they're gonna just give him a straight year. They ain't gonna give him an indefinite suspension, because if he gets an indefinite suspension, now we can sue, because now you trying to take my entire career on something that wasn't even criminal and it's unprecedented. So if they give him an indefinite suspension, he can now sue and probably can play in the midst of the lawsuit.
Okay, so that was, you made me lose my train of thought on that one. So this thing is really going to get ugly. This can carry on. This probably could carry on throughout the whole season.
It possibly can, depending on how fast they want to get. They can get in front of a judge, but the NFL can get in front of a judge and a trial fast. But see, now what happens is this: if they kind of come down hard on Roger Goodell, all the Daniel Snyder stuff gonna come out. If they try to, on Deshaun Watson. If they try to come down hard on Deshaun Watson, all the don't forget, John Gruden is still suing the NFL and want all the other stuff released to put more people in jeopardy. That's why I think this really is a charade game that the NFL is playing to try to just appease some of the fans.
Yeah, and however you look at this, it doesn't end well for anybody involved, because you also got to think they're gonna use Dan Snyder as a sticking point, the NFL Players Association. They're gonna use Robert Kraft's situation as a sticking point. They're gonna use John Gruden, and hell, they might even use the Phoenix Suns. So this thing can get ugly and get ugly real quick. But more of this, get everything in writing. Had they had what they needed in writing beforehand, we wouldn't be going through all this.
Roethlisberger went through his situation, Colin Cowherd, when he was on ESPN, said something that's really, really, Robert Kraft. Yep, Jerry Jones. Yep, Daniel Snyder. Yep. But Rob, he said something really, really important. He said, you don't pay for sex from prostitutes. You pay for them to go home.
Ooh.
He dropped bars on that joint.
Ooh, that's kind of painful.
You don't pay for sex. You pay for them to go home.
Yeah. Well, Well, I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm not gonna bring no prostitute to my house, so.
Nah.
I'm not that crazy, but if they say so, hey, that's on them. But to be honest with you, I'm kind of rooting for Jacoby Brissett right now.
I'm not. He was on my team and stuck it up in that Raider game for us. So no,
I'm not expecting nothing out of him, but I'm really rooting for him because the better he plays, the more this makes Cleveland look foolish. Because you guys think they're still paying Baker Mayfield, who's in Carolina. You just paid Deshaun Watson, you know, a buttload of money in spite of everything he got going on. And now you got Jacoby Brissett come in and you got a stacked roster. Jacoby Brissett got one job, just take care of the football. That's all he got to do. All he got to do is take care of the football and they a playoff team. And you're paying him peanuts on a dollar. I hope he balls out, blows everything up, and by the time Deshaun Watson comes back, he is trash. Because I think I have not been a fan of Deshaun Watson ever since he won a national championship in Clemson. I root for him then.
That brother went in the national championship.
Who?
You lost money? You lost money on that game or something?
No. That was the last time I rooted for him.
Oh.
Ever since he got into the NFL, I ain't been a fan of him. I mean, he's good. He's talented.
And he played on some trash teams.
Yeah. But he also went to the playoffs and blew a 3-touchdown lead against the Chiefs.
Did he blow the 3-touchdown lead or did his defense blow the 3-touchdown lead?
He couldn't score 3 more touchdowns.
Man, he had a 3-touchdown lead in the second half. He ain't supposed to lose that game. If your defense that game, I think he threw 5 touchdowns in that game.
He should have threw 8.
All right, Nick Foles. All right, Nick Foles.
Well, first time you sniffed the playoffs, that was it. All right, that was enough fun for that. But, so, real quick, I want to give us some good news. Brittany Griner will be coming home. I just gotta think about it. So I want everybody to think on a positive note. Don't follow me. This your boy right here. Just think about this. Okay, Russia has confirmed that there have been ongoing negotiations with the prison swap for Brittany Griner. That those details will not be revealed until after all this is over with, because Russia is not going to do this thing via the public. When they do prison swaps, it's always, you know, low key. Nobody's going to know about it until it's over with. So, a couple of weeks ago, I said that she might be home by Christmas. And that's really what, because Russia takes a, their process is different, and we, no matter how we look at this, we are on their time when it comes to these things. They hold all the cards. So, yeah, that's all I got. You know, just stay tuned for that, but just keep in mind, she's not going to be serving no 9 years in no Russian prison. The prison swap is going to happen. It's going to be soon. But just expect her by Christmas. That's like, what, 4 or 5 months from now?
Yeah. Because it's cold in Russian prison in December. But look, I'm going to tell you like this. If I was anybody playing in the WNBA, I wouldn't want no piece of Brittany Griner next year. Because she's going to kill y'all. She was already the baddest thing on the jump. But now, she's going to go extra hard. But I'm going to tell you, let y'all know like this. I got to roll, man. I got to go pick my son up from work. Love y'all. I'll be back on here next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Peace.
All right, love you, Rev.
Love you, man.
Yeah, that's my man, Rev, right there. Yo, Studio W family. Hey, we're going to take a quick music break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to do some more. We're going to go through some articles. No, we're going to holler at Unc for a little minute. This Studio W Sports page with your man, Mel.
in here. It's gonna go a little something like this.
I never give it mercy. Yeah. I never give it mercy. Murder. I never give it mercy.
Somebody said that
I just got off.
Get twisted. Look, every beat I'm on.
I know more. He was though.
Like an alpha, the flow's ice cold. The flow is too old.
I've never heard from Mark yet.
Everybody I spit suit your soul like murder, she fall. If you talking about appropriation, the whole nation guilty by association. This whole system needs exfoliation. You keep commandments, but you devilish. So really, you a holy saint. How you Muslim, but you always bacon. Hell, I ain't Muslim, I'm just saying, if you acting, that's the role you playing. Don't judge me, you need to listen. Hell, I'm approaching 30, that's when all that lame looking stops. Don't get it twisted, I'm with God until the ticket stops. But anybody could catch these hands like a chicken pie. Quick to box if you threaten me or my family from the swat. So watch how you speak when you handle me. Flow is high, boy, I bring more heat than the candle. Bring Dottie's vibe every time I beat, but it can be. I can brag. Hold on, let me get back in my bag. Look out, juju on the beat. I'm a guru when I speak. No papaya, I'm a Niger, boy, that's fufu when I eat. I'ma lose you if you weak. Catch your bruise if you repeat. I'm just a tutu. Your flow boo boo, I got Google when you speak. You got baby flow, pacify. All I spit is dragonfly. Desecrate all the food on my plate. This beat an appetizer, yeah. I ain't even touched the main course. It take work to get it popping like champagne corks. Same floor in my living room. Fat be in that plane. Facebook Live, almost 20,000. Check out that engagement, yeah. Spirit was thinking, had me shedding tears. Loki felt like James Winston during freshman year. Highs me, no disguise me. I get live me. I see the visions of many me's on the horizon. Me and Fess energy coincidentally surprising. She had me on bending knees, the image was polarizing. Guys, when you find the one, you should lock her up. Hit a knee, put a ring on it and knock her up. Yeah, to be sick is getting doctored up. Please tell the fat lady, sing the apple, it's over.
We back, Studio W Sports page, Saturday afternoon, it's 6:36 in the p.m. Hey, I'm loving this, you know, Tina Marie, that was my girl from back in the day. I grew up off of it, loved it. Hey, got a text from James Will on Facebook. He said, why do players get punished more than owners Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, Dan Snyder for improper conduct? Well, it was the same reason why Deshaun Watson why the NFL felt like Deshaun Watson got off. It's because the way they written out the punishments, the way they doled out the punishments, they put it in a way where they can beat these charges. And of course, you know, their lawyer is going to be better than our lawyer. So that's why it seems that way. So until they change the collective bargaining agreement, what to where they can hand out where they where the punishments are severe as need be for both parties, we're going to have this disconnect. And what did the owners do to the players to ensure this? Oh, they just throw extra money at them per season. You know, that's how it goes. They just pretty much at the end of the day, they just pretty much buy their way out of everything. So that's pretty much how it goes. So speaking of quarterbacks, we also want to keep our eyes on the Jets because I watched a little bit of the Jets Eagles game also. So since we also waiting on the word for the Deshaun Watson punishment. We also waiting on the results of this MRI that Zach Wilson, you know, he suffered a knee injury in the preseason game yesterday. Even though the Jets won the game, I'm really not that impressed with preseason. So when it comes to preseason, okay, the last couple games, because I'm getting ready for fantasy football, so I want to see who else I can keep my eye on who might make that team, who might have, because I love those little sleeper picks and when it comes to fantasy football. So we will talk about that later on. But as far as you know, Zach Wilson goes, that leaves us this these quarterback issues for them, you know, wide open again, because not only you might be looking for a different quarterback. You also gotta look at them like, are they just getting bit by the injury bug left and right? Because Mekhi Becton looks like he's going to miss the season again with an Achilles injury, and that's his second missed season in a row. And now you got Zach Wilson. He was banged up, missed a couple of games last season. Looks like he's going to at least miss the first game of the season. At least week one, because I think he has a bone bruise and a meniscus tear, which is going to require surgery, about four to five weeks to heal, and he might be back on the field by week two or three, it seems like. So I hope that's the case, because there's a young, prominent talent. If the Jets can stay healthy, you know, they could be a good football team, but it just seems like this injury, they just can't seem to fight through their injuries. And I get it. All teams got injuries. But it seems like with the Jets, it just seems like that's just their MO. They play okay football. They're 100% healthy. But they're just never 100% healthy. And they just don't know how to play when they're injured. When their top stars go down, they don't know how to pick up. They don't know how to rally behind them. And that's something that, you know, head coach, we're hoping that head, well, I ain't saying weird because I don't even like them, to be honest with you. But they're hoping that head coach Robert Saleh can bring that out of them, because that's what the Jets need. They just need some more encouragement, some better uniforms, but some better coaching. And that's why they brought Robert Saleh in. So hopefully he can turn that around to him. But where will Zach Wilson? Let's say it might be more severe than that. At what point do you think about what you got going on this season, and you look at the situation out in San Francisco and pick up the phone and call, see what you can get for Jimmy Garoppolo? Very interesting, but I wouldn't, because they're at least want $20 million, which the Jets probably got. They'll probably want a couple something else. I mean, you know, probably a couple draft picks or something like that. But would you give it to him for Jimmy Garoppolo? Yeah. Yes. Jimmy Garoppolo is a step better than Zach Wilson. But now what are you going to do with Zach Wilson? You drafted this guy to be a future. So let's say you bring Jimmy Garoppolo into New York and he balls out. Y'all make the playoffs. Now you got a problem. Do you get rid of your first round draft pick, or do you sign the proven star? Because you gotta think, if they send Jimmy Garoppolo to the Jets, he's back in the AFC East. And he gets to see his former mentor, Bill Belichick, twice a year. Well, you know he'll be licking his, you know the Jets fans will be, should be licking their chops. They should be loving that. They should be relishing in that. So yeah, I'll be all for Jimmy Garoppolo going to the Jets. But Cleveland, I don't like him. I'm hoping the best for Jacoby Brissett. But we will see about that. So I want to talk about some basketball real quick. And I want to talk about something that was very, very cool on the NBA. I think it was Tuesday this week that the NBA had decided to retire Bill Russell's number league-wide. For this year, for this upcoming season, all the NBA players will have a shamrock with number 6 patch on their jersey. And with the exception of players who are wearing the number 6 right now, the number 6 is retired throughout the league. I think it's like 27 players that wear the number 6 right now. They'll still be allowed to play with that number 6. This season, I don't know about the seasons beyond. Players that wish to change to that number 6 right now, I think are eligible to do that because I know this happened like really close to the beginning of the season, so it's kind of hard for all the teams to change their jersey numbers with merchandise and things of that nature. But I think that was very well deserving of an honor. I don't think nobody else should wear number 6 because, you know, what Bill Russell meant to not only to the game of basketball, but to African American athletes, you know. This was a guy that if it wasn't for him and the sacrifices he made, some of us, I mean, we probably wouldn't even be playing basketball. Some can make that argument. But Bill Russell was a legend. The ultimate winner. The ultimate team player. And, I mean, no one's going to win a championship of any of the highest caliber of any sport as the player coach. He's won 2 of them like that. I mean, what he's done is unprecedented and unmatched. So, hats off to the NBA. That was a dope move by the NBA. We're gonna take one more music break, and we're gonna give you right back with our next topic.
Sweet. got nothing on me. I'm less than 5'1", 100 pounds of fun. I like sophisticated funk. I live on Dom Perignon, caviar, filet mignon, and you can best believe that's bon. Here's what I'm talking about. Swamping. Huh. Swamping. I've been called Casper Shogi a little bit, so they call me Vanilla Cha. But you know that don't mean my world to me, cause baby names can't cramp my style. I love chicken and buff collard greens, a little hot Walter cornbread. I love you too, Cat Daddy, but don't you let that go to your head. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we are back. Studio W Sports Page is in the building. Your man Mill is here. Hey, I see Mark. Mark, you there? Hey, Mark, you there? Okay, well, Mark's
here.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, brother?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, how you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
Oh man, it's a lovely day in the neighborhood. I had to take a quick break to get the rest of the show together. But hey, we talked a little bit about the Brittany Griner situation. We talked a little bit about the Deshaun Watson situation. And I just finished talking about, Bill Russell having his number retired throughout the league. And, you know, you got any thoughts on any of those?
Well, with Bill Russell, I think that pretty much speaks for itself. I mean, you can't honor him no better than that. With the Deshaun Watson, I think the league has taken way too long now. This is starting to get ridiculous. If he's going to get suspended for 12, whatever, get it over with. It's almost like they're playing games, and that's just my opinion. Get it over with. With Brittany Griner, the longer this takes, the more worried I'm getting, brother, because I'm running at a point. I ain't heard nothing this whole week too much outside of, you know, when she got sentenced. Outside of that, you know, they ain't said, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I don't know why, but I keep thinking they're going to try to let it die down the U.S. ain't going to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. Now, I was just saying before you came on, we were talking about that, and these Russian prisons, not even just Russian, but these prison swaps, they don't go public. It's always done. It was always done without the public knowledge. So we won't hear about it until Brittany Griner comes home.
Well, part of our problem is in this country, they use social media for so much. Other countries don't play that game.
Right.
You know, and they, like they told them, y'all want to work with us on this? Yeah, then y'all need to be quiet. She ain't gonna be getting home no time soon.
That's why I said
it's
like,
a matter
it'll be done before
of
Christmas.
The U.S. just handling their business and bringing this girl on home including the media in so much.
Yeah, and you know, that's
the
that's,
email?
Yeah,
I don't know, I think sometimes social media is a hindrance.
Yeah, because you gotta think the 19-year-old female who got caught with 17 grams of marijuana in Russia back in 2019, she only spent like what, 2 to 6 months? I only had to pay.
But the difference was the United States wasn't getting in everybody's business when it came to that. When it's the issue with Ukraine wouldn't happen, you know.
Yeah, and it's a shame that Brittany Griner had to get caught up in that situation. But we're hoping we're optimistic here. She's gonna come home, and they want to keep this thing as much as under wraps as possible. So
but again, I'm gonna question her on why, knowing how it is there, would you do that?
And she probably wanted the same thing. I mean, we have brain farts all the time, man. And this one happened to be a doozy. Not to make light of the situation, but, you know, people make honest mistakes all the time. Much as she's doing flying as she does, and it was doctor prescribed medicine, but as much flying as she does, she probably thought about going across country instead of across the world, pack the bag differently. Things like that unfortunately happen. But like I said, she's going to come on. She's not going to spend the whole 9 years there. So all that is going to work out. All right. So I see, we got some boxing I want to talk to you about, man.
Yeah.
First of all, shout out. I got two things I want to talk. So I'm glad you're here. Shout out to Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury, I heard, has announced his retirement. Am I correct?
Let me tell you a little something about Tyson Fury, though. I think he's the greatest big man boxer I've ever seen. Most skilled ever. I mean, ain't even close. Sometimes I think he's also the most confused man I've ever met. Because from one day to the next, he doesn't know what he wants to do. If he's seriously retiring, praise to him. I hope he lives retirement well. I hope that those demons he had in his closet don't come back into his life. But I'll be honest with you, Mill, that's what I think's going to happen.
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier too, because this guy, he likes to party.
Well, and you know what? I'll tell you. You know why he wants to retire? You're going to laugh, but it's the truth. Do you know why he wants to retire?
Why is that?
He don't want to take the time and effort to train.
I don't blame him.
That's what it is.
How old is he? Like 38, 39?
32 years old.
Oh, 32. Well, that's even better. You 32 years old. Look. Now, when it comes to the sport of boxing, we all know that I would never debate Mark on anything when it comes to sport of boxing. But in this instance, I really can't blame her. If your job is to get punched in the face for a living, and you don't feel like doing that no more, then you have every right to say I'm done. Plain and simple.
No, I don't disagree with you on that. But what's going to happen, give it about 2 months. Say Anthony Joshua beats this guy Usyk in the rematch. Trust me when I say this, Mill, he'll be back.
And that's perfectly fine, too. Because how you can have a job where you get punched in the face for a living and still be in your right mind all the time? Hey, they call the boxing the hurt business. Sometimes you gotta retire just to heal up.
Well, you know what? People ain't gonna ever say it. Them fights with Deontay Wilder, I'm going to be honest. He took an ass whooping. I'm talking about Tyson Fury. He may have won him, but physically, he got beat up. And sometimes the beatings is hard to come back from. And I'll be honest with you. I know he beat Dylan White, who's a hard puncher. But Dylan White's not a great boxer. He's a dude, if he catches you, good night. That's it.
Just like, so I got a, I also heard that Earl, there's going to be, it's going down eventually between Earl Spence Jr. and Bud Crawford.
They say that's supposed to happen in November. Again, remember what I told you a while back, you got too many governing bodies involved. And it ain't about what the fans want anymore. It's about people trying to keep their fighters and their stable. And I don't know what the holdup is this time. But they say November. I'm telling you now, I'm going with Crawford. Whenever it is.
Now, that's... So you don't, why you going with Bud? I mean, why you going with Bud aside from Earl Spence?
I like Earl Spence, love him. Hey man, this dude Crawford's a different type of fighter. He's mean, bro. I don't know no other way to put it. He's mean. His intent when he come in here is to be rough. And I think Earl Spence might be the better technician fighter. But I think in the end, Bud Crawford again. Earl Spence got hurt messing around when he fought that last. How you say his name? Whatever, Udros, the Cuban fighter, who they end up having to stop it. But he got caught. And if that's Crawford, he finishes the job. So I just think that Crawford has that killer instinct in him. Not saying Earl Spence don't, but he has this instinct in him to where he just wants to destroy you. He's a mean dude. Ain't nothing about him nice.
Oh yes, nothing about him nice, and I can't wait to see that fight, Earl Spence Jr. versus Bud Crawford. That's gonna be awesome. So Mark, which is we got coming up in a couple weeks, it is a when football season looming around the corner. Yes, football season is here. And we got the Studio W Sports Page Fantasy League coming down. It is going down coming in these upcoming weeks. Mark, you had a great showing last season. I think you came in third place. The league was won by the Hope Will T. Shout out to Sonya Tuster, love you, baby. And we are going to run this. We're going to run this back. So tell me what you're most excited about when it comes. Most some of your exciting players is coming up this upcoming season.